John, bad luck this afternoon. They've really caught you on the hop from the first quarter, right from the get-go.
Yeah, definitely. I think in the past 4 weeks or so, they've been the best team in the comp, and they showed that today.
Did you expect them to come out as hard and fast as they did?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I mean, we just didn't play our way in the first quarter, and 53,000 people and their home ground, I think they really made the most of that, but they won the contest from the get-go. So
you say you weren't able to play your way in the first quarter. What did they prevent you from doing?
Oh, look, we couldn't get the ball out of our back half. I mean, their team defence, they worked together well, and they really made the most of the turnovers that we gave them. So all credit to them, and hopefully we can bounce back next week.
It was an impressive second quarter, though. You really seemed to get yourselves back into the game. I think it was 5 goals straight at one stage. That had to buoy the confidence going into the second half.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we didn't want to change anything from that second quarter, I guess, going in the second half. But I think it really started with Nick in the ruck really having an impact. So, look, it was a disappointing day, but, a good week on the track and we'll be back at it.
It's constantly talked about how close and competitive this season is. Today really seemed to be another example of that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's really... Premiership's really up to anyone this year. The teams are closer than they've ever been before, so it's really who wants it more when it comes finals, I guess.
What was Adam's response to today's loss?
Oh, look, we've got to move on quickly. We got beaten around the ball, and if you get beaten around the ball, you don't get the opportunities, so it starts with that.
You're obviously playing finals. It's an important thing now to look ahead, not only to St Kilda, but just to move on from this game, and bit of a blemish on the record, but that's all.
Yeah, we'll review the game and we'll move on very quickly, but we're looking no further than St Kilda this week. We know they want to finish off the season well, and they want to finish off the season well, so we're going to have to bring an A game.
Just a couple of individual efforts despite the loss. Brad Shepherd was fantastic this afternoon, so too Andrew Gaff and yourself. You look very comfortable out there, 27 touches.
Yeah, Brad and Andrew, they've both had great years, and they showed that again today. But look, I guess it just goes to show if you don't play as a team, then you don't get the results. So individual efforts don't really mean much to us as a team.
I can tell that the loss hurts. Does that inspire you? A bit of pain in the gut going into September for when you know it all actually comes to count?
Yeah, look, we've had a tough month. We've versed some genuine contenders in the past month. So, look, we're looking no further than St Kilda this week. So, we're going to good week on the track, and we'll take them on.
Put today behind you. Good luck next week.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.